As I said at the beginning of Mass, it's not uncommon that many of Jesus' conversations with some of the people that he was speaking to were challenges. Many of the people questioning what he was speaking or what he was speaking about, many of them wanting to maybe trap him or catch him in a certain saying certain things. Many of them were speaking out of the law, and many of them felt as though Jesus was speaking outside of the law or different than what they had been taught. Anyway, challenging question. Maybe for Jesus, it showed at least that they were listening, or that they were open to a sense of a dialogue, or that's what Jesus took the opportunity for, right? So today we hear this particular story of, is there a resurrection? Some believing there would be, some believing that there would not be. But Jesus says to them that our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is a God of the living and not of the dead. A God of the living and not of the dead. Maybe just to take a minute or two to define what does it mean to be alive. Right? Specifically in our Catholic faith, when the particular word of alive is used, it usually means that we are alive in the spirit, right? That we are alive. Many times we speak of the kingdom of heaven, that through our baptism, we no longer belong to this world, but we belong to heaven. So we are alive in our faith. If we truly desire to be alive in the spirit, to be alive in God and of the living and not of the dead, it means that life doesn't necessarily just come from the breath that we breathe or the food that we eat that keeps our physical bodies going, but to truly be alive in the spirit means that we live in God's love. So it is God's love that sustains us. It is God's love that directs us. It is God's love that fulfills us. If we truly are desiring to be alive, to be part of God, who is God of the living and not of the dead. So therefore, if we are God, or if we belong to the living, then we recognize that this is not our end spot, that when we do die in the flesh, it is not the end. But from the beginning, God created us, and his plan was us to be with him for all eternity, to never die. Death entered the world. God had a plan of redemption, of redeeming us. And this took place in the resurrection. As I was reflecting on the readings for this weekend, I couldn't help but to think or reflect upon Easter. I'm hearing about the resurrection, Jesus rising from the dead, as he destroys all sin and death. And I've spoken about this on Easter, but one of my favorite images, and I've got an icon of it, is of Jesus on Easter Sunday morning when he is rising from the dead. He is kind of have him in the picture of the icon to have him coming out of a tomb, and the lid has been pushed off and he is rising, and he has on his left and the right two other tombs, and he is holding in his hands Adam and Eve. And when Jesus died and he rose from the dead, he redeemed all humanity from the beginning. Original sin entered the world through Adam and Eve. And in some sense, shame, guilt, fear entered the world as well, that we are used to in our human day-to-day activities. But Jesus doesn't just say, well, I'm going to start from right now moving forward. He goes all the way to the beginning, and he redeems Adam and Eve, who entered and brought sin into the world. He redeems them. They are made whole. They are good. And God destroys sin and death. So for us to recognize that we are people of the Spirit, alive in the Spirit, of the living and not of the dead. If we are alive, I mean, other people notice, right? They can tell someone who is filled with the Spirit. They can tell someone who is alive, who is desiring to live in God's love. And if you're living on God's love, then you share God's love, right? If this is the food that sustains you, that keeps us living in the Spirit, then we also love and care for others. Many times in our Catholic faith, which I think is very rich and very deep, we have what we call redemptive suffering. Catholic faith, we put these two particular things together, suffering and resurrection, suffering and redemption, being redeemed through our suffering. So Jesus dies on the cross, gives his life, sacrifice, an action of love, and he is redeemed, he is resurrected. So each opportunity that you have to enter into a sacrificial offering, each time that you make a sacrifice of love to your spouse, to your children, to your parents, your brothers and sisters, other people whom you work with, when you make an act of love, when you go out of your way, when you pick up your crosses, when you enter into the struggles of your own life, redemption and a resurrection will take place. And new life begins. New life continues in you when we live out of God's love. Now, as I finish the homily today, I just would like to juxtapose this idea of being alive and of the living and what it means to be alive, and to recognize that the world that we live in maybe has a different definition of life. The world that we live in might see life as very functionary, might see life as service-oriented. Maybe as I was kind of praying and reflecting, maybe in some sense like the example of a battery. Many times once a battery is done, we throw it away. When it is no longer has energy within it, we toss it. If it is not needed, it has served its purpose. We really do live in a sense of a culture of death, where there is a sense to say that many people will say that they can choose whether to keep life or not, especially with abortion or contraceptives or all these particular, all these particular drugs and different things that in some sense would kill any life that might be within them. That we can choose whether we say life is a life that I want or a life that I don't want. A culture of death. That there is also a sense in the culture that we live in as well, that people really, it's again, service or function, or whether I need them or don't need them, whether they're helpful or not helpful. And it is not to be mistaken of what we speak of life in the Spirit, life that God gives to us, to be God of the living and not of the dead. If we are going to overcome the culture of death and the society and the world that we live in, we need to show the world that there is a difference in the life that we live as Christians, that the life that God gives to us is different than the world view. And that there is much joy, there's much more peace, there is much more freedom in being able to be alive in the Spirit than to be trapped in the world of sin, in the world of meeting my own needs or what I think or what I don't think, of being able to let death take its course, being able to recognize that God is God from conception to natural death. So we desire to make a change in the world. It's that we choose to live in the Spirit, that we recognize that we are of the living and not of the dead, and to be able to help people without a doubt to recognize what it means to be alive in the Spirit and how that is completely different from what our culture speaks of being alive or being able to make choices or to be successful. So may we have that courage. And I encourage you as you go throughout this week, what does it mean for you to be of the living and not of the dead, to follow a God who desires for us to be alive in the Spirit? We have nothing to fear. You can begin to plan your deaths whenever they will take place. Death should not be something that we are afraid of. When I was ordained, I've told this story many times, one of the first things I got in the mail after I got here to St. Helens as a new associate priest was to fill out for my funeral. They wanted me to fill out the songs and the readings and who was going to preach and all this other kind of stuff. And in some sense, it was like, first, I was like, wow, this is one of the first things I received from the diocese. But then on the other side, it was like, well, yeah, you're right. We're people of life. We're a resurrected people. We're not worried about the dead. This will happen, and this will be an event, and I hope some people come to it. But there is a sense of the joy that those who are alive with God our final destination is back in heaven with him and not in this world. So let us continue to live in that way, to be people of the living and not of the dead.